Soybeans and bean oil, the upside leaders with livestock under pressure on Wednesday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Arlen Suderman with StoneX joins us for our market wrap-up. And Arlen, grains and oil seeds, beans, bean oil leading the way higher, pulling quarter wheat with it on the day Wednesday. We did have some early pressure in the wheat trade, but by and large, beans were the leader. Some good crush numbers that probably helped, but it seems like these markets are still mainly focused on weather here in the U.S. and of course what's happening with geopolitics. Will we get further agreement between the U.S. and Iran to end the conflict, etc., etc.? It just feels like weather and geopolitics continue to be the driver of the markets at midweek. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that. A little bit of a pullback in wheat there simply because we had such huge gains yesterday, and so a little bit of a pullback could be expected there. But generally well supported with concerns about wheat supply. We have big wheat supplies in the world, but those may be starting to go down. We have some significant weather problems in the Western Plains. About half of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt is facing some significant drought issues right now, along with some heat. And you add that to the concerns about future fertilizer shortages and how that may curb future production, particularly in some other parts of the world, that's getting a general support under the wheat market. You look at corn and soybeans, they're finding similar support for similar reasons, crude oil even higher. This amid a kind of an atmosphere that maybe the end of the war may be near. There's at least a little more optimism to that with comments being made by President Trump and somewhat supported by other world leaders as well, that the U.S. blockade on Iran has brought them back to the negotiating table. Not formally. So far, it's all back channel. Sounds like that could turn into formal negotiations later this week. In the meantime, we may have an extension of the ceasefire to let that happen. So some optimism. But yet that strength in the crude oil market, the strength in the grain and oil seeds for the most part, because of a realization that high fuel prices, tight supplies of fuel, same thing for fertilizer, are going to be with us for a while, especially in Asia and to some extent Europe, even much beyond what we have here in the United States.
And I think to that point, you know, the fuel and fertilizer conversation, and I know you and I've talked about this, I've talked with your counterparts there at StoneX about it and others, and we just saw a new American Farm Bureau Federation survey out this week. Around 70% of respondents report being unable to afford all the fertilizer they need. And there's more layers to this conversation, but it's one of those added pressures, I think, for many with this general cost price squeeze that we see in agriculture, Arlen, that we've been discussing and talking about even long before the conflict in the Middle East got started.
Yeah, and we think it's bad here. It's much worse in Europe and even much worse yet in Asia, where they're even more dependent on what flows in the way of energy and fertilizer through the Strait of Hormuz. Saw a survey coming out of France indicating corn acres this spring may be down 10 to 15% in France because of high fuel prices, as we were doing a little bit of calculating there. High fuel and fertilizer prices, we did a little calculating on their fuel prices right now. Looks like they're over $10 a gallon for diesel there for doing spring field work. So this is having an impact on global production. That's one of the reasons we're seeing money flowing into the grain and oil seeds right now.
The broader economy, I know you and I talked a bit on Tuesday about the latest PPI, Producer Price Index. We saw the CPI last week, et cetera. And of course, we continue to watch the financial sector for any signs of ebb and flow with the conflict in the Middle East, of course, and more. And you got the dollar, kind of that 97, 98 range. Stocks kind of quiet this week, it seems. Any thoughts for you in the broader macro economy here, Arlen?
Well, I think it's interesting that we're seeing both the S&P 500 stock index and the NASDAQ stock index trading at pre-war levels. In fact, as we look at the S&P, it's on the cusp of record highs. That's pretty significant overall when you think about the fact that we're involved in a war with Iran. We're dealing with the biggest surge in crude oil prices, energy prices on record. We're looking at tight supplies continuing for a while. The highs may not be in yet, even if we do see the end of the war here shortly. And yet the economy is still going. We certainly have problem areas. We got the housing market index out this morning, which is a survey from the National Association of Home Builders, showing another decline this month in the health of the home building industry because consumers aren't willing to make big purchases. But they are spending, and they're spending on near-term expenses, just not the big items like a new home type of a thing. And so even the New York Fed region manufacturing sector survey released this morning showed some significant growth in new orders and times for shipment are lengthening because trying to keep up with the demand, the growth of employment, so very positive numbers there.
How about over on that livestock complex? Let's touch on that. I know cattle, of course, seeing us get above 250 live cattle here, bit of a pullback Wednesday. You wonder, you know, what direction this market could potentially go. Are we just going to wait on the cash trade to see what moves us here in cattle? I guess, what's your feeling overall as we look at this protein complex here at midweek?
Yeah, that psychological 250 level, we probed above it, closed above it yesterday, but we are inviting some new selling at that level. Just some nervousness, I think some seeing an increase in producer hedging, just some general pullback and weakness here today. The expectation is that we're going to see the product market support as we slow the chain speed once again, helping the packer margins. But as you slow the chain speed, that means you also slow the demand for pulling cattle in negotiated trade. So some softening today, a little bit of a pullback. And even in the pork complex, where we've seen quite a bit of a sell-off here of late, the product market very, very stable, about the same levels that we've been at for the last 4 years or so. That market's seen some weakness as well, particularly in the nearbys.
Arlen, any final thoughts, anything else you would reiterate to folks as we're watching the markets here at midweek?
We're still going to remain vulnerable to the headlines. To some extent, I think that the overall markets are becoming desensitized to the war headlines. They're getting tired of the whipsawing that we get with every headline that comes along. We saw the same thing when Russia invaded Ukraine and when we've had other adverse events happen as well. The market kind of gets desensitized. It doesn't mean that we can't get a headline that really moves the market, particularly where the funds are leaning heavily in one way or the other. But we are moving a little bit more toward supply and demand fundamentals, both short-term, which is weather in the Midwest in this planting season, and in Brazil with their winter corn crop. And we're also focused on the long-term supply and demand fundamentals, realizing that high fuel prices and high fertilizer prices, and we talk about high prices here, but at least we have the supplies. In Asia and parts of Europe, they don't even have the supplies at any price, and that's going to impact production of food going forward long term, and that's generally raising the floor underneath these grain and oilseed markets right now.
Well, we always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. Folks can learn more at StoneX.com. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, thanks as always for joining us here for a conversation. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jesse.
And that's going to do it for today's market wrap-up for Wednesday, April 15th on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.